We only got like good. But speaking question one. Okay, you're aware of the speaking questions, right? Okay, speaking question one. Listen, it's all about your structure. Just like as a dentist, you have, and when you make crowns and everything, if you skip step number one, number two, you can fuck shit up. Just like in speaking question one, if you don't know exactly what you're gonna say, you're gonna end up going, oh, you're gonna be going all over the fucking place, okay? So, hey, I'll just say, you know, so when it comes to this, you got to make sure you know exactly what you're gonna be saying. I always give personal examples. Now, remember, whether it's a prefer, agree, disagree, I don't give a fuck. I'm just gonna say, I definitely agree simply because of this, for example, and do a story. Sometimes the story is the who, the when, the where, the what happened, and the result. That allows me to know where I'm going with my story. Sometimes people don't know where they're going. They give general examples and then they hurry up or formulate their introduction in with their entire example. They don't say anything. They just make a big, one big giant motherfucking list of just, okay, and we could go to the park and we could see the dogs and we could hear the birds chirping. We could see the ducks fly, pigs fly, this fly, dinosaurs crawl, and all this shit. I'm just like, guys, man, you gotta. We need concrete examples so you know exactly where you're going. And we could always do this by going back in memory. So this is the first time me ever doing this speaking question one right here. And this is a very hard one. That's why I love it. That's why I want to do it. Do I have this on Firefox or Brave? Nope, this is actually terrible. I got to go on Brave. 2 seconds. Brave is much better. Firefox is a piece of shit.
It
Firefox is awful. Yeah. When it
is.
comes to the speaking software, I can't download Google Chrome anymore because I guess Google banned me. Because Google's just like Facebook, a piece of shit. All right. All right, let's do this. So here we go. This is your speaking question one right here. Some teachers think that daily homework is crucial for reinforcing classroom learning and enhancing students' understanding. Other teachers think that reducing homework allows students more time for extracurricular activity and family. Which one do you think is better? And Steffi, when I read this, I immediately thought of that long Sunday I spent at one of my friends' homes. Her name was Oneida, sophomore year of high school, and she was teaching me how to dissect sentences. And she was Mexican, meaning her first language wasn't even English. I didn't know shit. I didn't even know English back then. Okay, and so this is when I made it an oath for me to get better at my own motherfucking language in sophomore year of high school. So, because that's the first idea, the first memory that pops up, fuck it. I'm gonna talk about it. Mr. Blackmer gave us an assignment. I went to Oneida's house. I'm gonna give a story. It's the first idea that came up. See, the thing is, a lot of people, they don't attach themselves to those ideas and then they get lost and then they start speaking about just random shit. They would probably just say, I definitely believe that, you know, teachers should do this because, you know, students are going to be able to do a little bit more practicing with math and, you know, they'll probably learn more, you know, science skills. And I'm just like, you're just integrating an example with everything else. That's going to be totally fucking total, just horrible. Right? I need them to separate it. Okay. And so whether you want to repeat the entire question out loud, which isn't going to hurt your score, or you want to grab some sexy ass vocabulary words from the sentences, jot them down for your introduction, and you know exactly what you're going to do. It's entirely up to you. So, me being this, my first time, I've never seen this question before. This is the first time I'm going to do it, and you're going to see how it goes. 3, 2, 1. To be honest, I definitely believe that it is important for teachers to give homework to their students just to reinforce the ideas, simply because it's going to end up changing their lives forever. As a matter of fact, probably back in sophomore year of high school, I had a teacher by the name of Dr. Blackmer who gave us a very difficult assignment that was very difficult for me to understand. So on a Sunday morning, I decided to go to my friend Oneida's house, and her first language not even being English, she coached me for the next 8 hours in this assignment. And then I ended up and ultimately understood what subject verb agreements were, dissecting sentences and the verbs, the adverbs. And this made me end up becoming a teacher and who I am today because it was so good. What the fuck was I even talking about? I have no idea. You see what I'm saying? I just kept going blah, 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 blah. I've never had this question before. And I have no idea what the hell I was talking about to begin with, right? And so with that being said, there were a lot of fallback phrases that I used too. There were a lot of phrases where I was just like talking and talking and talking. Then I said, you know what? I'm just going to focus on this a little bit. Okay, no. I'm going to focus on this area. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then what ends up happening, I'm going to submit my report because I still have a bunch of credits and I'm going to see what my score is. And I'm just going to break down exactly what you're going to be grading it. Now, Steffi, because you are a very good fluent, you have excellent American pronunciation. This should be no problem. I expect you to get at least a 26 in speaking, but you got to make sure you have that structure. See, yeah. The differences between you right now getting a 20, not having structure, and you executing that structure over and over and over, developing it into a habit to get that 26 is all the difference in the world. I know a lot of people that don't practice. I had a lot of people who didn't practice last year, some sorry ass students from like I told you, the collaboration I was doing. Motherfuckers would get a 20, they would disappear, never say anything to me again, but they were quick to say, oh, well, I learned with Arsenio and my score didn't improve. You didn't improve because you fucking didn't practice and develop the habits, you fucking klutz.
Like me this week, I didn't practice because I was dying at work.
You see what I mean? Late. Hey, it's all
I know if I'm late if, and I'm not practicing, of course I'm not gonna
exactly improve. Hey, you gotta hold the accountable.
Yeah.
You gotta hold the accountable. So that's what I need from these folks. And so this is exactly what ended up happening throughout the year last year. But now, thank God, I have some fantastic students aside from crazy bitch that came about last week and another one who I say, you know what, fuck off. You got a terrible address. Get the fuck out of my face. Okay, so here we go. So let me break down a couple things before I set you off on your journey. Let's see how bad they fucked my school. 3.99, motherfuckers, was a monster. That was a fucking monster score. Holy shit balls. Okay, let's break this down. Now, I got to make this as easy for you to understand. Okay, Arsenio, you're a native speaker. No, I was talking bullshit. That was an awful talk from me. But did it matter? As long as it was consistent and grammatically correct, that's all I give a fuck about. I could have spoke about motherfucking ice cream and I would have got a 30. The AI tech is grading me based on my rhythm and all these different things. So I'm going to tell you right now, I spoke.
And that's based on 5 or 4?
Four, right? Yeah. And now the thing is, if you look at all these dimensions, I think this is probably the highest I've ever gotten. There are only 3 out of the 12 scores where I got a 93, a 95 in the rhythm, which is fucking hilarious. And my vowels, which is a 96. Fuck you, India. The Indians score very high anyways when they're like, okay, well, you know, I think this is very important to reinforce the ideas and go with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're
really because they use a lot of pauses. They speak slow and then we pause.
But their rhythm is asshole. Like, literally asshole. Like, they should get 20s in rhythm, but yet they always get perfect scores. You know why? They pay for them scores. Okay, fuck them. All right, let's focus on this. What can I tell you right here? The speaking rate and sustained speech are the two most important. The speaking rate and the sustained speech are the two most important. Remember I told you at the beginning, I said, hey, Steffi, I'm going to talk. I'm going to keep talking. I'm not going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. It was the first memory that came to mind. I started using a bunch of big words and said, ooh, ultimately understood subject verb agreements and dissected sentences and the verbs and the adverbs and the all of these words, the AI tech is like, oh, yes. Ooh, unique words. My nouns are at 22. Okay. This is the importance. This is what I'm trying to show you. Like, that is the most important. The nouns, the verbs, the adverbs, and of course, the adjectives, if you got any. And so me, my goal, speaking rate and sustained speech. Keep a constant speaking rate. Don't speed up. Don't slow down. Those are fillers. That's going to fuck up your pause frequency and your distribution.
Yeah, because I did one and I was like, because I lost track.
That's right. You lose track. That's why you have to have a fallback phrase.
Yeah.
What my fallback phrase was, and then I ended up and ultimately understood. That was my fallback phrase. when I said that, I was in my mind, I was like, what the fuck am I going to say after this? That's my fallback phrase. You got to have your fallback phrases, the phrases that are automatic that come up in case anxiety come up and you don't know what the fuck you're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. If you get lost, boom, insert that bitch. Okay, that's all you got to do. You got to understand what your fallback phrases are. You got to come up with it. Well, how am I going to go about doing this? As a matter of fact, probably back in high school, that's my reference. Who am I talking about? Me. Okay, who was my teacher's name? Okay, boom. Where did this happen? Okay, at my friend's house. What ended up happening there? She taught me all of this. At the very end, boom. The who, the when, the where, the what happened, the result. The result is that I ended up becoming a motherfucking teacher. See, I followed that 5-step process and it's money.
Yeah.
Next time I see you, we're going to be grading yours.